Hello, you're listening to 37th in the World, the official podcast of the Georgetown Journal of International Affairs, the flagship academic publication of Georgetown University's Walsh School of Foreign Service. On 37th in the World, we dive into crucial global trends and speak directly with experts working on issues ranging from security to the economy, technology to society, and more. In this new segment, The 5 in 5, 37th in the World will delve into the top 5 most crucial foreign affairs developments from the past week in just 5 minutes. I'm Leah Favero, and this week, first, amidst raging pro-Palestine demonstrations on university campuses across the country, Hamas released a proof-of-life video of an Israeli hostage. Second, Haiti's prime minister resigned on Thursday as a new council is sworn in. Next, extensive flooding and landslides in eastern Africa from the El Nino have killed over 150 in Tanzania alone. Then, Dominica overturned a ban on same-sex relationships. Finally, the United States has agreed to pull all troops out of Niger, ending its mission to fight radical Islamist groups as Niger realigns closely with Russia. First, activists at university campuses across the United States are protesting President Biden's continued support for Israel's offensive in Gaza. Swarms of protesters have established large encampments in university squares and have clashed with police, leading to many arrests. At the beginning of Passover this week, Hamas released a proof-of-life video of Israeli hostage Hirsch Goldberg-Cohen, one of the musical festival attendees on October 7th, who accused Netanyahu of, quote, abandoning the remaining hostages and urging for a deal to secure their release as he's fighting for his life with serious wounds. Second, as Port-au-Prince has been left effectively lawless, Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry has resigned, with a new council sworn in. In Mr. Henry's absence after his prevented return from Kenya last month, gang violence in the capital has expanded. The council includes 9 new members, 7 of which with voting rights, and Mr. Henry's finance minister, Michel-Patrick Boisvert, as the interim prime minister. The council, attempting to restore law, order, and democratic rule within Haiti, is backed by the U.S. and other Caribbean nations, and its non-renewable mandate expires on the 7th of February 2026, when a new president will be sworn in. Next, as a result of the Indian Ocean Dipole, or Indian El Niño, heavy rains, flooding, and landslides left at least 155 in Tanzania dead and 236 injured. The rains are expected to continue into May and have already affected 200,000 people. Neighboring nations Kenya and Burundi are already also experiencing the humanitarian crisis from flooding, with over 45 dead in Kenya and 100,000 displaced in Burundi. Next, Dominica's High Court decriminalized same-sex relationships this week, overturning a previous ruling that deemed homosexual relationships unconstitutional. LGBTQ activists are calling the move a, quote, significant milestone in the ongoing struggle for LGBTQ rights in the Caribbean. Several Anglophone Caribbean nations have also recently decriminalized same-sex relationships, including Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Belize, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Trinidad and Tobago. It still remains illegal in Guyana, Grenada, Jamaica, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Finally, the U.S. has agreed to pull out of Niger as the nation realigns with Russia. Dozens of Russian military instructors landed in Niger last week, bringing with them a state-of-the-art air defense system. These supplies are likely part of what could be described as a, quote, regime survival package. The junta, which overthrew Niger's democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum last year, has since severed military and diplomatic ties with former allies like France and the United States. The influx of foreign military support is ostensibly to help Niger combat these insurgent threats. However, the specifics, like bringing in an advanced air defense system, suggest motivations tied more to deterring external military interventions, given that jihadist groups typically don't have air capabilities. This was 37th in the World, the official podcast of the Georgetown Journal of International Affairs. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a comment and rating on whichever streaming platform you use. To support the podcast, you can click the link in this podcast's description that says Support the Show. To read other insightful interviews and articles, please check out gajia.georgetown.edu.